Hello?
Hello. Yeah, hi, I'm trying to speak with Mo.
Yeah.
Okay, Mo, how you doing now? This is Rick with Huff and Mazer.
Okay, I was speaking to you on the app.
Yes, you're right. You were on the website and you were telling us about a mobile application that you were looking for, right?
Yeah.
All right, my friend. How's everything coming along?
Well, I just wanted to, you told me to call you. I just wanted to know how much it would be.
Okay, can you remind me about the application? What is the application exactly about?
The grocery store the food?
Oh, you're the grocery person, okay. And you sent me the website named Marhaba, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me pull the chat up real quick and let me look at it. Just give me one sec. So Mo, right now you have a website on Shopify, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you spoken to Shopify about integrating the app to their website? Because once we do the application for you, in order to make sure it automatically updates, you'd have to speak to Shopify because they are the ones who own the website for you right now. I mean, you're renting the website with them on a monthly basis, right?
Yeah.
How much are you paying for the website, by the way? Are you on the $29 plan or are you paying the $299?
Just the regular plan.
Regular, okay. Well, so here's the deal, Mo. I realize you want to make sure that the app and the website are synchronized. So, whenever you make, for example, you upload a new product to the website, it automatically gets updated on the application as well, right?
And also, if I add any other stuff, like I change the way it looks on there, it'll change over there as well.
Okay. Well, the only problem with that is, since there's two companies working on this, I mean, one is your website company, that's Shopify, and the other one is us, hopefully, that's going to do the application for you. It all comes down to whether Shopify would integrate the application to their platform or not. And the problem with that is, Shopify is a corporate, right? It's a company that owns a proprietary software. And as far as I know, they don't offer integration to an application. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but when I spoke to you said that it was like one of the applications that you guys have synced or something.
What I meant to say over there, if you're referring to the chat we had, what I was saying is, as long as you have a website that is built on open source technologies, let's say, WordPress or it's custom built on PHP or HTML, that is something that is open source in nature, right? Which means that it's not owned by a corporate. You own the website. You're not renting it with another corporate company, another enterprise. That you're paying to on a monthly basis. So in that case, of course, the integration is 100% possible. But like I said, I mean, Shopify itself is a company, right? And the software that they provide you to build the app, build the website, that is their own property. So as long as they can do the integration for you, we can build the website, we can build the application for you, we can get it live for you. But the integration between Shopify website and our application, that is going to go to Shopify itself because they own the website. If they don't allow it, then we cannot do it.
Okay, and do you know how much it's going to cost?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you right now your current website, it does accept payments, right? I mean, it's an e-commerce website, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you make deliveries to doorstep or people come to pick up at your shop?
Delivery.
Delivery. Okay. Well, something like this, Mo, I can get this done for you for somewhere about, like I said, it's a one-time fee. It cannot be compared to what you have with Shopify because you're paying them on a monthly basis. That's about, if you go with the highest plan with them, it's somewhere about $4,000 you're paying them on a yearly basis for 12 months, as long as you go with the full thing. So if I give you the full application at a one-time cost, it's going to come out to be somewhere about, $14,000 to $15,000 is what we can do the application for you. But like I said, you have to understand the difference. The one-time thing that I'm talking about, we strictly work for hire. So whatever we do is going to belong to you, and you become the owner of the application.
Okay, it's all right. I'll call you back if I need it.
Okay, how much were you expecting as far as the budget for the application is concerned?
I was just browsing to see how much it would cost.
Okay, but what did you have in mind? I mean, a few $100, a few $1,000, $1,000?
A few hundred.
A few hundred, okay. Well, in that case, the only option you have is you could build a browser application and not like an app store application, because an app store application would not start from anything less than $10,000. That I can tell you right now, right? Just to save you the hassle of talking to the other companies and then finding out it's an expensive affair that is going to cost you money. I can tell you that minimum $10,000 is something that you could get a quote for if you work with a company that's outside the USA, right? That has a lower cost of production, right? But if you want something for, let's say, $3,000 to $4,000 was your budget, then what we could do is we could do a browser application for you that would open up on a browser on both Android and iOS.
No, that's okay.
All right, then anything else that I can help you with?
No, I'm good. All right.
All right, thank you for your time. Let you go. Bye now.
All right.